And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. And we are having a fantastic day. Currently 35 degrees outside, and we'll warm it up to 54. All right, taking a break from Open Line and joining us in studio this morning, as she does every Wednesday, we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, everyone. I'm doing fabulous.
Well, it's good to have you here in studio today, and we'll go ahead and give the mic to you as a few things going on, including something also happening up, looks like in, I think, in Indy a little bit later on. But it does, even though it's happening in Indy, it is relevant to basically the entire area.
Oh, yes.
But we'll talk about that here in just a moment.
Yes. Well, we are the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. So, yes, we help everybody. So, well, spring is here. Almost. I mean, we thought it was here, and then it's kind of, but the bikes are back, so we're excited about that. If you haven't seen them, they're back at the stations and all tuned up, and so now as that nice weather starts to come in, you can take an opportunity to use the bikes for a healthy alternative just to get out and to explore Coffeyville. So those are back. We are excited. We have a new health insurance for our chamber members. So if you are a business and would like to look into some affordable insurance options, we have partnered with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And so it's going to be a really wonderful plan. I think there's like five different plans that you can get on. And there's 30 different chambers across the state that are partnering with this. And so it'll make it the rates really much more feasible, which we all need right now. So if your business is interested in finding out more information, make sure to give me a holler. You can call me at the chamber and or email or whatever. Anyway, you can get a message to me and I would be happy to meet with you. So the city of Coffeyville is hoping you can help name the Aquatic Center. I think that's so neat. There's a contest going on, I think until April 1st. And if your new name is chosen, then you get to win a pool pass for the season.
That's very cool. Especially when it gets hot, you're going to be you're going to want that pool pass.
That's right. So help them name the Aquatic Center. I think you can go to the City of Coffeyville website and they'll have more information on that. The Coffeyville Kiwanis Club is sponsoring the recognition program for the class of 2022 seniors. And so they always do the signs that are in the yards and the plaques for every senior. So you can find a Kiwanis member. You can contact Phil Kinley High School. Or I think the chamber even has order forms. So if you would like to sponsor a plaque and yard sign for a senior, make sure to do that soon because they're trying to get that all wrapped up. And I think they still have several seniors that they're trying to get sponsored. So help them out and get set up on that. PennMac is having a giveaway, so if you complete an employment application with PennMac by March 16th, you'll be entered in to win a $250 Visa gift card, so kind of a nice little bonus there. And if you refer a friend and they complete their application, you both will be entered.
There you go.
Wonderful way to get some little bonus money while you're looking for a job, so lots of great things. All right, well, this one's not so great, but there's hope for down the road. We've shared some news stories in our newsletter about the inflation rates and how predictions are it's not coming down anytime soon. That combined with the gas prices you and I were just talking about.
Right.
So those are increasing. And then there's workforce shortages in almost every industry. So what that means is we have to expect the cost of goods to go up. And that's going to happen even locally. So I'm just encouraging everybody to be patient, be understanding, because many of our local businesses will have to raise some of their prices. And that's just going to be part of it. It's not their fault. They're doing the best they can to try to keep their doors open. So we just want to, you know, be patient with them and understanding on that. So.
Yeah, like they said, during news, I think it was not this past hour, but the hour before, since most things travel by truck in this country, that's going to cause it to go up. With the, 'cause diesel, if you haven't noticed, diesel for like depending on where you're at, it's around 4.5, somewhere around there.
Right.
So it's skyrocketed. So obviously that's going to make costs go up on that, but to move it.
Exactly.
So
and then prices were already high. I mean,
yeah,
from the past couple of years, inflation has been going up, and yeah, combine those two things, it's we're definitely going to see an impact. And so just be smart with your finances and don't be spending a lot of crazy money, I guess, but definitely stay local.
Absolutely.
So we do have some events coming up here in March to start off with. There is on March 16th, a March to Health with Asbury Village. And Catherine Cornell is going to be discussing how to have a healthy lifestyle and a proactive approach to aging. So again, that's March 16th with Asbury, and you can register with them. March 23rd, the Chamber is going to have a workshop. It's called Finding Your Local Niche. And I talk all the time about, well, I just said it a while ago, about the importance of shopping local. But this workshop is going to help businesses see how they can add value and give customers a reason to shop local. So if you're a business out there, this is a great workshop to attend. Just give me a call. Right after that, the day after that, we have the Chamber Shop and Hop. And basically, it's you go out to all the different businesses and do some shopping local in the evening. There'll be prizes. There'll be we're going to do some giveaways. I think there's going to be some drinks and cocktails at a couple places. Just a fun night out and shopping local and supporting our businesses. So that is on March 24th. You can go out to our Facebook page. We've got information on it, and we'll be posting all the businesses as well. Then on March 31st, CCC is having a paper drive. So it's kind of a recycle, get rid of all those papers that you need shredded and take care of all that stuff. And so more details coming on that, but save the date for that one, March 31st. Then we do have a couple things I want to go ahead and put on your calendar for April because they're pretty big ones, nice ones. On the 6th, to start off in the morning, is our Business Over Breakfast. That'll be the first Wednesday of the month. So we invite you to come out to that. It's at the Best Western. And it's a great time to learn about what's happening in Coffeyville and everything to happen from the city to housing to chamber to you name it. We're always sharing good information. Then that night, we just mentioned that thing that was happening in Independence. It's a training called Storm Fury on the Plains. Meteorologists from the Wichita office of the National Weather Service will be presenting the training. It's at Memorial Hall at 6 p.m. Takes a couple hours, but they're going to provide training and education, not just for news, but for everybody. So just how to anticipate and be safe with severe weather and storms. So it'll be a great one. It's free to the public, so, and no registration. You just get to show up. So that's a good one.
And that's the best part, and especially since we're going to be start getting into that severe weather season pretty soon.
Yeah, it's coming. So, and then I'm very excited about this. On April 9th, the Daddy-Daughter Ball is back at the Coffeyville Rec. So excited. That is actually one of the biggest events, and several other recreations in across the state have it too, but ours is actually the biggest in the region. It's huge, kind of in a four-state area. And COVID kind of knocked that away. We weren't able to have, you know, big events like that, but it is back this year. They're very excited. So start thinking about getting your tickets. Again, that'll be April 9th, but they're going to start selling tickets now. So check out the Coffeyville Rec for more information on that. And that is all the big events, anyway, that are coming up. More and more will start happening as we get into the warmer season. We're excited. So if you want to hear about, of course, anything that I shared today, so just give me a call at the Chamber, 251-2550. Of course, you can send us a message on Facebook, our email's on the website, or stop in the office. The staff would be happy to help you. I'm going to be kind of in and out myself for the next couple weeks for a funeral and spring break plans, but you can still email me or message me, but the staff will be there, happy to help everybody out, and come see us anytime.
Absolutely. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it, and we look forward to, if you're not here next week, we look forward to seeing you the week after that, because I won't be here next week. So.
I know. That's so, all right. Somebody will be here.
Spring break, I mean, that always, especially especially if you have kids. That's right. That's when you usually kind of, you know, plan your vacation around mm-hmm. because they're off, so then you could take off. So.
That's right.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us, Candy.
All right. Take care.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll restart open line, taking your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.